the privilege to worship with you and to share the singing of our praise to the Lord.
谢谢我又有一次机会跟大家一起敬拜, 而且也很谢谢我有这个机会可以唱这些赞美神的诗歌。
I also want to take this time, even though I'm 2 weeks late, to say Happy New Year, Chinese New Year as well.
虽然我两个礼拜, 不过还是要恭喜大家新年, 中国新年快乐。
新年快乐。
新年快乐。
Happy New Year. Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, this morning I want to talk to you about what do I love?
This morning,
I want to begin by telling you a true story. When my wife Martha and I were ready to get married, we talked about everything that one could think about. I thought that we had covered all of the subjects that one needed to talk about before they married someone.
我想我那时候只要可以想到的那个主题, 我都已经分享了, 在每一个人要结婚以前。
We decided that we wanted to have two children and that they needed to be 5 years apart.
那时候我们已经决定, 我们准备要有两个小孩子, 他们的相差是要5岁。
Well, the plan worked very well.
他说那个计划还蛮成功的。
We had two boys.
我们有两个儿子。
But our plan really was to have a boy and a girl and have them 5 years apart. I had taken a new job over in the Bay Area at a church. One afternoon I came home to have lunch with my wife. And she says, I have something to tell you. You probably can imagine what she had to tell me. I knew before she even had anything to say. She said, I believe that I'm pregnant and expecting another child. I put my head down on the table and I said, no, no, it can't be.
我就说,哦,不可能,不可能,不可能的。
This was not part of our plan. As a matter of fact, when I took the job at this church, I said, you can leave that off of the health policy. We're not going to have any more children.
我跟他说,你们不要担心我们的健康保险,因为我已经不准备再有别的孩子。
But God had another plan.
我神有神的计划。
So we began to pray, how are we going to afford to have this next child?
那时候我们就开始祷告,我们怎么样可以负担这个第三个孩子?
One Sunday after the morning service, the lady who was the organist at the church said, can I talk to you?
所以有一天教会完了以后,教会那个司琴的姊妹,说我可不可以跟你分享一个事情?
I sat down on the organ bench with her at the end of the service, and she handed me a checkbook.
所以我就坐在那个钢琴那个椅子上面,就跟她一起要分享,她一开始她就给了我她的那个支票簿。
She said, in here are 25 checks that have been signed already. All you need to do is fill it in, the amount in, and who it is to.
她说我这里有25张支票,我已经签好字了。 所以你看什么时候你需要,谁要支票要给谁,你就把它填上去就行了。 We
had not said anything to anybody, but she said that God had spoken to her to do this.
她说我跟我太太两个在祷告的时候,我们并没有跟任何人分享,跟这个司琴的姊妹跟我说,她说神告诉她。
It was the means by which God took care of our third child that he brought to our family.
这就是神照顾我们第三个孩子的方法。
It was at that moment that I learned something through this lady that I want to help us learn today.
所以在那个时候,我跟这个司琴的姊妹学的这个功课,就是我今天想要跟大家分享的。
Her comment to me was simply this, God owns everything.
那个姊妹是告诉我,所有一切都是属于神的,钱财都是属于神的。
It really reminds me of the words of the psalmist when he says,
这就让我想到诗篇的作者,他说,
The earth is the Lord's and everything in it.
他说这个世界都是神的，在世界里面所有的一切也都是神的。
The world and all who live in it.
这个世界跟所有住在里面的人。
Today I want to say to you, everything that we have belongs to God.
也都是神的，所以我今天要告诉你们大家，就是我们所有的一切都是神的。
He has simply entrusted us to be His manager.
神就是把这些事情交托给我们，所以我们是他的经理，帮他管理而已。
Our property, our money, our abilities all belong to Him.
不管是我们的财产、我们的钱财跟我们的能力，都是神给我们的。
Our time, our spouses, our children are all gifts from God.
我们的时间、我们的配偶跟我们的小孩子跟我们所有的一切才能都是神给我们的。
When I was a little boy, I didn't really understand this very well, and any time I received some money, I spent it as fast as I got it.
他说我是小孩子的时候，我并不懂这个道理，所以我每次拿到有一点钱，我马上很快就把它全部都花得一干二净。
I had many jobs as a young boy.
他说我是小男孩的时候，他说我做很多不同的那小工作。
I would mow lawns, deliver newspapers, collect cans, anything that you could imagine. I was adventurous in doing it.
我帮人家除草，收那些罐头，反正那小的工作我可以做的，可以赚几个钱的，我都愿意做。
Whenever I would get home, my mom would say, "How much money did you make today?" And I needed to lay it out all out on the table.
我每次一回家，我妈妈就会问我说，你今天赚了多少钱？我把那钱都得放在桌子上，让她看得到。
And then she would say, "This belongs to God, this belongs to you, and this goes into savings."
那我妈妈就会跟我说，这一个部分是要奉献给神的，这一个部分是你的，这一部分我要帮你存起来。
I really didn't like her plan very well because I didn't get very much.
那时候我很不喜欢她的计划，因为我拿到的不是那么多。
It was years later, though, that Mom really showed me what it was all about.
很多年以后，我妈妈才让我看得到这到底是她的计划是为什么。
On the day we were married, my mom handed me a check that said, "This is the amount of money that I have been saving for you since you've been working all these small jobs."
她说我结婚的那天，我妈妈给了一个支票给我，是跟我说这个钱就是我帮你存起来，从你小时候一直做事，我帮你存起来的那个钱。
I was very grateful for what she had done and provided for me.
那时候我心里真是满心的感谢，因为她帮我存的，所以我有这些钱。
Very quickly, I want to give you five reasons this morning why we should dedicate all we have to God.
很快的时候，我要跟你分享五件事情，为什么我们把我们所有都要奉献给神。
First of all, it belongs to Him.
第一个原因是因为这些都是属于神的。
Second, you are His money manager.
第二是因为你是他的钱财的管理人。
Thirdly, you can't serve two masters.
第三个原因是你不能侍奉两个主。
And fourthly, you can make an impact on eternity.
而且第四个就是说你可以在你永生里面是有影响的。
And lastly, God blesses what we dedicate to Him.
最后就是神祝福我们，从我们奉献给神的，神会好好的祝福我们。
The two stories that I have told you are indications of how that has been worked out in my own life.
刚刚这两个事情我跟你分享的，就告诉你，因为这些事情在我身上，我的生活里头、生命里头，这个事情怎么样对我有影响、有帮助。
This morning, sisters and brothers, I want to offer to you the big principle that God has for us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天早上我要告诉你这些神给我们分享的这些原则。
All that we have and all that we that belongs to us belongs to God.
所有我们所拥有的东西都是属于神的。
He has temporarily entrusted us to manage according to His wishes.
他暂时让我们管理这些东西，是按照他自己的旨意。
So I come back to the title of my sermon. What do we love?
所以我要回到我今天的主题，说我爱的是什么。
And I remind you that what we love is where our heart is.
我要提醒你们的就是说，你爱的是什么，你的心就在那里。
In our text this morning, Jesus was talking about several situations that had to do with what do we really love.
今天这些经节19节到34节可以看到，是我们心在哪里，我们的爱在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
The remaining moments of my time, I want to address three questions from this passage of scripture that was read earlier.
剩下的时间我要跟你们分享三个事情。
The first question is, where is my treasure?
第一个是想到你的财宝在哪里。
The second is, what is my master?
第二个就要看到你的主人到底是谁。
And thirdly, what is my focus?
那第三个就是说你到底 你注视的你的重点是放在哪里。
Verses 19 and 21 of this sixth chapter of Matthew gives us the answer about our treasure.
马太福音第六章十九到二十一节是讲到我们的财宝在哪里。
I imagine most of you in the room today are careful shoppers.
我相信你们在这边在座的每一个人，你们都是很有计划的这个购买者。
You're very wise in what you buy. You buy that which will last.
你差不多很聪明，你买东西的时候，你买的东西都可以维持用了很久。
In verses 19 to 21, Jesus gives us three pictures of great symbols of wealth.
在这个十九到二十一节，神给我们看到一个很清楚的图片。
The first symbol that we have of great wealth was fine linen.
他第一个讲的就是说很好的衣物。
Or fine clothing.During Jesus' days, it represented people who had wealth.
就是在耶稣那个时代，是穿很好衣服的话，就表示代表他们有钱财的人。
His word to us is avoid things that moth can destroy.
那耶稣在这个地方要提醒我们，就是说，你这些财宝不要被虫子咬的。
Even though the world looked at these fine linens and fine clothing that people wore, the moths would come and destroy it. It didn't last.
即使在世人的眼光里头看这些衣服的话是很高贵很华丽的，可是这些东西的话是会被虫子咬的。
So the first symbol of wealth that we're to avoid is those things in which moths can destroy.
第一个让我们看到就有些财宝虽然是看上去很好，可是会被虫子咬的，所以我们要避免要储藏这些东西。
In this passage, there is a second thing that we're to avoid, and that is things that rust can destroy.
第二个东西要提醒我们要远离的就是说这些积攒这些财宝会朽坏的。
Now, when we think of rust, we think of things that are made of metal and buildings and other pieces of iron that can rust away. But that's not what this passage is referring to.
我们一想到会朽坏的东西，我们就想到是钢铁做的，或者是像房子啊这些东西会被朽坏的。可是事实上，这里告诉我们的图片的话，不是这个样子。
When Jesus was on earth, what he was referring to here was something that was very common to the people of that time that indicated their wealth, and that was grain and corn.
他说，在耶稣那个时代，他们那时候想到会朽坏的东西的话，就是说是他们那是可能是铜钱。
He was saying to them, be aware that all of this grain, all of the corn that you have, can be rotted away by worms and rats and mice that will destroy it.
在他们那时候的那钱财大约都是什么铁啊这些东西做的，所以这些东西的话都会朽坏的。
Jesus is simply saying that these things won't last.
耶稣的目的就是要告诉我们这些东西都不会维持永远永久的。
And it's very true today as well.
这些东西到今天这还是真的。
The third thing he uses as an example that was a symbol of wealth was that of money or gold.
第三个他用的就是说金银跟钱财。
He says, avoid treasures that thieves can steal.
他就是在讲到二十一节那边，你要避免积攒这些钱财，小偷会偷走的。
Now, most of our homes are built with wood and with stucco and 2x4s and insulation and then sheetrock.
我们今天的话，大部分房子都是用水泥啊、石头啊、砖瓦这些做的。
In Jesus' time, the walls were simply of homes of the people, was simply built of baked clay.
他说在耶稣那时候的话，他们就是用烧过那个陶瓷做的那个房子。
And what he was warning people of his time is don't hide your treasures in the walls because thieves can easily come and steal them.
因为那时候他们大概有人把钱财就埋在那个墙里头，所以耶稣是提醒大家，你不要把你的钱财埋在那个墙里头。
Jesus is simply reminding us, where is our treasures? What are we attempting to do with the treasures that he has entrusted to us?
因为你的钱财埋在那个墙里头的话，小偷会偷走。这里就是要提醒我们，我们的钱财是在哪里，我们的心也会是在哪里。
There are many biblical examples, but I would just encourage you with two today.
圣经里面有很多这种样子的例子提醒我们，我今天只是要分享两个地方。
One example is of someone who was very short-sighted, and the other was setting the standard that God desires.
那有一个例子就是说，好像你很近视，看不到远的地方。那第二就是说要神的标准。
Do you remember the story in Luke, the 12th chapter, about the rich fool?
你记得在那路加第十二章里面讲到那个不聪明的有钱人。
He was a man who produced a great crop of grain.
因为他出产很多的谷物。
He asked himself the question, what shall I do?
他问他自己说我应该怎么做。
I have no place to store all of the grain that has been harvested.
因为他丰收收了很多做谷物，他已经没有地方可以储藏这个谷物。
And so he determined what he would do was to tear down the barns and build bigger barns.
所以他就决定把以前比较小的那仓库拆掉，盖更大的仓库。
And then he would say to himself, I have plenty of good things to last me for a lot of years.
然后他就自己告诉他自己，我有很多这些东西可以储藏很多的年日。
Take life easy, be merry, and just live for whatever happens today.
所以在我们生活里头，我们要轻轻松松，只要好好的，我们 enjoy 我们自己有所拥有的。
I recently read of four people who have won the lottery in California and became instant millionaires.
所以我最近看了一个那个故事，说有四个人在我们加州中了那个拉透奖，马上就变成百万富翁。
Each of the four stories that were told were tragic stories of how these people gained millions and lost it all in a very short period of time.
这四个故事都是悲剧结尾，因为这些人很快一下子就变成百万富翁，然后这个经营不善，马上就变成很穷困。
They were like this rich fool in Luke the 12th chapter.
他们就像那个路加福音第十二章讲的这个不聪明的有钱人。
Enjoy life, spend, live for just today.
所以你要好好的享受你的生活，要在今天的话就每天都应该好好的享受。
In the case of these four people who have become instant millionaires, they've lost everything. Two of them are living on the streets.Homeless today.
他说这四个中了拉透奖的人，其中有两个人啊，今天都是无家可归的人。
Jesus would say to us the same thing that we read in our passage in Matthew: avoid those things which moth can destroy.
耶稣今天在这个章节里提醒我们的就是，我们要避免积攒这些东西，虫子会咬的。
Or which rust can destroy, or thieves can steal.
或要避免积攒这些东西会朽坏的，或者是小偷会偷走的。
We have a second biblical example. It was instructions that Paul wrote and gave to Timothy in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter.
我们第二个例子就在提摩太前书里面第六章 the chapter
6.
第六章里头。
He commanded those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant.
他在这里头有夸奖到这些在今世上面有钱财可是不骄傲的人。
But to put their hope in God.
他们把他们的希望放在神的里头，神的身上。
Who richly provides everything that we have.
神给我们都是非常丰富的。
He provides our enjoyment. He provides our food. He provides our clothing.
他让我们有喜乐，我们有衣物，也有食物。
You see, what God wants from us is found in the 21st verse.
他说神要我们做的是什么，就是在马太福音第六章第二十一节。
God simply wants our hearts.
他神要的就是我们的心。
Where your heart is where your treasure is.
他说你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
Randy Alcorn who writes these words.
他说有一个人叫 Randy Alcorn, 他写了 这些话。
God wants your heart.
他说神要你的心。
He's not looking just for donors to the kingdom.
他说他并不是要你把你的心捐到这个神的神国神的国里。
Those who stand outside,
这种站在门外的人。
And desperately consider acts of giving.
他说有些人也是想要奉献。
He is looking for disciples immersed in the causes that they give to.
神是要看这些门徒里头，他们要给他们的心是心态是什么。
He wants people who are so filled with vision for eternity.
他要这些人，他们眼睛可以看到永生。
That they would not even think twice about investing what God has given in kingdom treasures.
他只要这些人，他们愿意奉献，是要奉献给永生神的国度里头。
My brother and sister, you can't take it with you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这些钱财，我们离开这个世界上时，我们都不能带走的。
But you can send it ahead.
不过你可以把这些钱财在事先先奉献出来。
Jesus is simply saying, stop living for today.
耶稣基督说要我们要不要光是为了今天而活。
And he's saying the vaults in heaven are 100% safe.
他说我们的宝库在天国的宝库是完全百分之百的是安全的。
There's a story told of the great missionary David Livingstone.
他说有一个宣教士的一个故事。
The body of David Livingstone was buried in England where he was born.
这个宣教士过世了以后，他的身体是埋在他出生的地方，在英国有个地方。
But his heart was buried in the Africa that he loved.
可是他的心是埋在非洲，因为那个地方是他所爱的。
At the foot of a tall tree in a small African village.
他在非洲一个小部落，有一个高的树的下面。
The natives dug a hole and placed in the heart of the man that they truly loved and respected.
当地的非洲人就给他挖了一个洞，把他心埋在那里，因为他的心是爱他们的。
Here's the question that I ask all of us today.
今天我有这样子一个问题要问我们每一个人。
If your heart were to be buried in a place that you love most in life, where would it be?
如果你今天的心要埋在这个世界上你最爱的一个地方，那个是哪？那里是会哪里？
Where is your heart?
你的心到底是在哪里？
The second question is found in verses 22 through 24 of this sixth chapter. What is my master?
第二个问题就是说，从那个二十二节到二十四节这里说，到底是你的侍奉的主人是谁？
The writer is saying, the eye is the lamp of the body.
这作者这里写的说，你的眼睛就是你的眼睛就是身上的灯。
If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light.
你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness.
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
If the light inside of you is darkness, then how great is that darkness?
你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
When I was a little kid, I learned this song, Be careful, little eyes, what you see.
我小时候学了一个歌，就是说，你要小心你的眼睛，看你眼睛可以看到什么。
Be careful, ears, what you hear.
说要小心你的耳朵，看你要听到的是什么。
For the Father up above is looking down.
所以我们在天上的父，他是往地下在看这个地上。
So be careful.
所以要小心。
You see, Jesus is simply describing that through our eyes we see the light, and the light shines into our heart. But if the light is full of darkness that we see, then our heart is going to be full of darkness as well.
在这里是告诉我们，耶稣要提醒我们。从我们的眼睛可以看得见，把这光从我们全身可以带出来。如果你的眼睛如果是昏花的话，你什么都看不见。
You see, the eye that is bad is the heart that is also bad.
因为你的眼睛不好，你的心也不会好。
It's selfish, it's materialistic.
那你就很自私，很物质化。
And it's greedy and spiritually blind.
就说你属灵里头是黑暗的，而且你也很贪心。
That's very sobering when we stop and think about it.
如果你想这些事情的话，真是好好的可以提醒我们。
You see, I'm not very techie. I'm not too good with computers and all of those things. But there is a saying that tells us the same principle.
我并不是一个电脑很棒的人，可是那有一个事情，有一个原则告诉我们。
Garbage in, garbage out.
如果你放了一些杂物进去的话，你出来的就是杂物。
What we see and we put in is what we're going to give up.
所以我们放进去是什么，我们将来拿到什么。
You know, the story is told of an African nation whose vision was very blurred.
他说非洲有个国家，他们的那个前途非常昏暗。
There was a tribe that would select a new king every 7 years.
他说有一个部落每七年要选一个新的国王出来。
The king would be able to have everything that he could ever imagine and want.
他说这个国王要什么可以有什么。
For 7 years he ruled with honor, but when that 7th year came, it was over and his life was done. They took his life because there'd be a new king that would replace him.
因为在那个七年里头，他很好的管理这个国家，可是七年完了以后，他的生命就结束，因为他们要选一个新的国王出来。
The story is told that there was never any lacking for wanting that king's job.
他说几乎每一个人都想要变成那个国王。
See, scores and hundreds are willing to go bankrupt through eternity because they want to take care of the now.
因为很多人要拼命要赚钱，很怕会变成破产的人，因为大家都是想要今生很好。
You've heard the saying, money talks, haven't you?
你听过人家说是有钱才能就可以讲话，你们听过这个事情对不对？
Well, listen to what money says.
所以你现在听听看这个钱财怎么说。
You hold me in your hand and you call me yours.
他说你把我抓在你手里头，你以为我是你的。
See how easily I rule you.
那你看多容易我就可以控制你。
To gain me, you would all but die.
他说你要得到我，你就要以死才可以得到我。
I'm invaluable as rain.
我是非常非常有价值的。
Essential as water.
就是像水一样的重要。
Yet I do not hold the power of life.
可是我没有生命里头，我并没有那么大的权力。
I am futile without the stamp of your desire.
如果你没有需要我的话，我就没有重要性。
I go nowhere unless you send me.
我哪里也不能去，除非你要我去。
My power is terrific.
我的权势是可以很大的。
Handle me carefully and wisely.
你要小心处理，有聪明智慧的处理我。
Lest you become my servant rather than I yours.
要不然的话，你就变成我的仆人，并不是我是你的仆人。
You see, money is a wonderful servant, but it is a lousy master.
钱财是一个很好的仆人，并不是一个很好的主人。
This passage says you cannot serve two masters.
他说这一段经文告诉我们，你不能侍奉两个主人。
The word serve simply means to make a choice.
他说这里所讲的服侍的意思就是有选择性的。
The question is, who's your master?
问题是你到底是选谁做你的主。
Well, the third question that's asked in this passage is, what is my focus?
在第三个问题，在这段经节讲，到底我的注意力是集中在什么地方？我的重点是在哪里？
Money has a powerful effect on us.
钱财对我们的生命是有很大的影响的。
It can blind us and it can even cause worry.
他说可以让我们忧虑，也可以甚至让我们瞎眼。
It can be, if not properly handled, a lower quality of life.
如果我们没有好好的运用的话，也可能把我们生活的水准反而降低了。
It can even lead to bondage.
也可能把我们拴住了。
Someone has described this situation well.
他说有一个人形容这个情形非常的好。
Money can buy a bed, but it cannot buy sleep.
他说你有钱可以买一个床，可是买不到睡眠。
Money can buy amusement, but it cannot buy happiness.
所以你有钱的话，你可以买到游戏，可是你不能买到真正的喜乐。
Money can buy companions, but it cannot buy friends.
他说你有钱的话你可以买到同伴，可是你不能买到真正的朋友。
Money can buy books, but it cannot buy brains.
他 他说你有钱了，你可以买书，可是你买不到你的脑力。
Money can buy a house, but it cannot. Money can buy a house, but it cannot buy a home.
他说你有钱的话，你可以买个房子，可是你没有办法买一个家。
Money can buy medicine, but it cannot buy health.
他说你有钱可以买药，可是你没有办法买到健康。
Money can buy flattery, but it cannot buy respect.
可是你有钱的话，人家会奉承你，可是你没有办法真正买到那个尊敬。
But you see, it simply can be lived out as we manage God's money by putting it in its right place.
所以你这里可以看到，我们要真正过一个好的生活的话，我们是要学习怎么样的话，是运用这个钱财。
God's plan is found in Matthew 6:33.
神的目的是在哪里？就在马太福音第六章三十三节，就是神要我们看到的地方。
Seek ye first God.
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
And his righteousness.
和他的义。
And all these things will be added unto you.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
You see, it begins with a right perspective.
所以你开始你的那个目标要正确。
That right perspective is to lay up treasures in heaven.
第一个是你要把你的财宝积攒在天上。
Secondly, it's a right purpose.
第二个是你有正确的目标。
Live for the kingdom.
你要为主，要为神的国度而活。
And thirdly, it's a right priority.
第三个就是你的顺序要正确。
God wants your time, your heart, and your possessions.
神要我们的时间，要我们的心，要我们所有的。
Let me encourage you with these closing words. It's an illustration that Billy Graham has used. It's a story about a little boy that's name was Paul Haley.
在我结束以前，我要用一个 Billy Graham 讲的故事，来跟大家鼓励。他讲的有一个人名叫 Paul Haley.
The little six-year-old boy lived in Denver, and he was dying from cancer.
他是一个六岁的小孩子，有 cancer， 他已经在死亡的边缘，住在丹佛。
His story had appeared in the newspaper that his greatest and fondest wish was.
他说他的在那个报纸上，当地的报纸有写，他最大的一个希望就在他死以前就是。
He wanted to meet the then president of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower.
他那时候就很想。可以当面见到那个那时候的总统，就艾森豪总统。
One day, quite unexpectedly,
有一天他没有想到
，President Eisenhower was in the Denver area and learned of the boy's wish.
所以艾森豪总统那时候正好在丹佛的时候，他就听说这个故事。
Eisenhower announced to his aides that he wanted to go and visit this little boy.
他就告诉他的随从的人，他要去看这个六岁的小男孩。
Taking the presidential limousine, they went to the young man's house.
他坐了那个总统的坐车，礼宾车，就到了那小孩的家里头。
The president walked up to the house and knocked on the door.
总统他自己走到他们的门口，自己在敲门。
Donald Haley, the little boy's father, answered the door.
那小男孩的爸爸叫 Donald， 他开的门。
He saw this neatly dressed gentleman with this limousine sitting out in front of his house.With flags all over it.
他说他看着这个人穿戴这么整齐，外面有很大很长的礼宾车，有很多那国旗在那个车上飞来飞去。
He was so stunned by it. He says, "Can I help you?"
他吓了一跳。他说，我可以为你做什么吗
？Suddenly, the little boy appeared between his dad's legs to see who this stranger was.
所以，忽然那个小男孩就从他爸爸那两个腿中间就钻出来。
The president said, "Yes, I'm Dwight Eisenhower. I've come to meet your son."
那总统就讲，他说我是艾森豪，我来看你的儿子。
And the president invited him to come out and sit in the limousine.
所以总统就邀请他们到那个车，那个礼宾车上坐着，跟他谈一谈。
And then they parted and shook hands.
所以然后他们就分别，他们握了手。
All the while, the little boy's dad kept saying, "I wish I'd have known he was coming."
那个小孩的爸爸就说，哎呀，我真希望我知道这总统会来。
His neighbors are still talking about that very day.
他的邻居就一直在谈到那一天的事情。
See, Donald Haley talked about how unprepared he was to meet the President of the United States.
这个小男孩的爸爸一直在讲的就是他自己没有好好预备，有一天总统会到他们家里来。
He was standing there in his old jeans and tennis shoes and a t-shirt.
他穿了一个破破烂烂的那个牛仔裤，然后一个衬衫，一个球鞋。
To shake hands with the man who was the most important man in the United States.
跟了一个全世界这美国的总统最重要一个人物握手。
He said, "If I only had known, I could have been prepared."
他说，如果我知道的话，我就可以好好的准备一下。
You see, our first and greatest priority in life should be to know Jesus.
我们最重要一个目的在我们生活里头，就是真正要认识主耶稣基督。
And to serve Him with all of our might.
好好的服侍他，用全心全意的服侍他。
We should serve Him with our money, our time.And our hearts.
我们要服侍他，用我们的钱财服侍他，我们的时间服侍他，最重要用我们的心服侍他。
I close with the question that I began with: What do I love?
在我结束以前，我要用今天的主题来问大家：说我爱的是什么
？Let's pray.
让我们一头低头祷告。
Father, we thank you that your word talks about everything in life.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你自己的话语讲到我们生活里面的每一件事情。
Thank you for the gifts that you give us.
谢谢你给我们所有的礼物。
But thank you for the words of caution that your word gives as well.
也感谢你在你自己的话语给我们这些警惕。
Thank you, Father, for the desire that you want, and that is our hearts.
我们要感谢你，你告诉我们你的心意就是要我们的心。
And all that we have belongs to you.
而且我们所有的一切，因为这一切都是属于你的。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。